We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Cut to 27 here. Is it a Portland Thorns soccer game yesterday? Listen. The crowd, so you got a group of kids being sworn in, right, to the military, to the armed forces, these enlistees, honoring to obey the orders of the President of the United States, pledging their honor there, and people started booing just at the mention of the name President of the United States. Donald Trump's name was never mentioned, and the crowd started booing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know if they're aware of this, but the President of the United States is the Commander in Chief of the Armed Forces, and we all know I wasn't sworn in recently. Like this was a blah, 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 years ago, and I took the same oath, and it said the same thing. And back then, the President was a Democrat. So I mean, it's not like they say, "Let's see, are we going to have these troops obey the President if he's a Democrat?" Okay, good. So let's say that. Oh, he's the President's someone we don't like, so we're going to have them obey. I don't know, Fidel Castro. I mean, no, the troops of the military. All armed forces, all branches, always swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to obey all orders from superiors and fealty to the President of the United States, just because once you take that oath, you're an asset. You're not just a human being anymore. You're a military asset. And wherever you're placed, they have to be sure that you're going to follow orders, because following orders is the difference between life and death. But people coming home alive, people coming home in body bags. And I got to say, the fact that a lot of Americans don't understand that, we can also point that directly back to ill-informed actions on behalf of the Democrats' mouthpieces, the talking snake media, how they go around and say things that really, it's a lot of confusion, but it's a lot of deception and lies that they're pouring into the open minds of Americans who you get up in the morning, you just turn CNN on and let that garbage fest just flow into your brain all day. No wonder you don't understand that our military needs to obey the President. The military is actually out there killing, breaking stuff, and destroying. That's their job. They're not out there to make friends or rub elbows with stars or, you know, think about how they can do another social experiment. So when you understand the seriousness of the nature of war and what our military does, and you compare that with what Democrats actually think running a country looks like, you know, Lord help us, please. Four more years of Donald Trump. Let's bring it in 2020.
Yeah, I agree.